I'm from the Klamath Salmon Media Collaborative. I live up in Orleans, California. That's in the mid-Klamath River. We started out in 2003 trying to get the environmental justice issues that affect people on the Klamath River out into the mainstream media and make our own independent media because voices on the river were not being heard. At this point in time, the collective is involved in teaching young people on the river, right now working with eighth graders at Junction, how to use media equipment. I mean, we basically taught ourselves, and now we realize it's important to pass those skills on to the children, many of whom are native and are going to be living there for their whole lives. And so I'm part of the movement to bring down the Klamath dams. It's complex and it's changing and it's exciting and powerful and it's very diverse. And there's going to be a lot of action happening in the coming months. And I'll be keeping in touch with Acción Zapatista, who we actually made the connection because some students were going down to Cucapa to be in solidarity with fishermen down there, and people came up to the river to talk about the struggle down there and make connections with people up on the river. So check out klamathnews.org. Is it one place where a lot of different people are kind of doing independent publishing, and we're also putting up stories that are in the mainstream media. And also keep your eyes out on like San Francisco Indie Media and Portland Indie Media.
Well, I'm Jason Reed. My main goal is just, you know, to go back to the river and to help my people out and bring salmon home, you know, and improve our water quality in the river. Because, you know, I was alive when I used to swim in it. And I remember, you know, one year, just like, you can't swim in that. You know, it's like, it's not good for you. And that, you know, that's just, you know, played a big bargain in my life to where, like, you know, that's the Klamath, you know, it's like you go rafting in that, you go swimming in that, and just not, you know, to have that all taken from you in like one year made a big impact on my life. That's why I'm going to school, and that's why I talk to my little brothers and try to get them involved and their friends, you know, and just teach them, you know, that if we don't stand up and do something, you know, we not might be here in the end, because the Cudahy people believe, you know, if the fish die and there's no more fish, and then the world's going to end. And the way it's looking right now, it's not looking good for us. So I think we just need to stand up and fight.